بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering the doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. We have Brother Suhail as the guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Suhail. Welcome to the show.
Alaikum salam. Thank you for having me in the show.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about the meaning and the concept of soul or ar-ruh from the Islamic perspective. What is it made from and what does it mean when we say وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهَ مِنْ رَوْحِ. So let's first talk a little bit about the whatness of the concept of soul or ar-ruh.
Okay, so according to what we have in our narrations, is that the soul, nafs, ruh, they might have different names as well,
yes,
depending on where it's used, is a heavenly essence which employs the body,
mm-hmm,
and uses its various organs to attain its goals and purposes. So this is something that is we can define as a ruh or nafs or soul as to what it is. And the important faculties that are required for the soul to achieve the goals in this world, there are four usage of it. There's this power of intelligence,
mm-hmm,
power of anger,
yes,
power of desire, and power of imagination. Of this, there's an Arabic term for this, but this English should be good one, which the power of intelligence are called angelic.
Yes.
The power of anger is called ferocious.
Yes.
Ghadabiyah. The power of desire is animalistic. And the power of imagination is called demonic or bahmiya.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. So now the concept is that, so before the body is born and the body is created, did this soul exist by the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or no, it is after the creation of the body?
So when we go to the verse, نَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِ, that's when we know that it talks about when I put my soul into it, the angels would do sujood,
mm-hmm,
or the angels do sujood, you see? So with this verse, we know that the body came first, then the ruh.
Yes.
As well as the easier concept would be for everyone around in general perspective is when someone is pregnant, we have the verse of Quran how that takes place. And then we see once the body is formed and after some months, you see the activities of the baby in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the activity starts after the seed is already in and the body is creation and formed. And then afterwards, you see that the soul is combined with the body.
That's all right.
Yeah. We have a hadith from Amir al-Mumineen alayhi salam.
Mm-hmm.
He says that surely God has characterized angels,
mm-hmm,
by intellect without sexual desires and anger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the animals with anger and desire, but without the concept of reason, intellect. He exalted man by bestowing upon him all these four qualities, for which, accordingly, if man's reason dominates desire and anger and other qualities, ferocity, he rises to the station of the angels. And if his quality, like the desire, does claim over other characteristics, then his characteristic goes below than that of the animal.
That's right.
You see?
Okay. Yeah. So you mean the concept of ruh of the human beings is rather different from that of the animalistic ones. Okay.
Yeah, for they have not been given intellect.
Mm-hmm.
They use desires as the way to progress and grow. So mm-hmm. whatever they desire, they do. So for example, if you see any animal, if it's doing anything, it's out of desire and mm-hmm. there is no logic behind it. I mean, for the animal to think as a logic
yes.
to go and do that thing is
yes.
not there. It's an essence, a fitra. So mm-hmm. the animals feel hungry, he goes and eats. So we have good animals like, for example, lions and others that eat on their fill,
mm-hmm.
they are full. And then we have other animals, if I'm not mistaken, it would be fox or the kind of fox family, that they would go and bite every other animal that they want, but they will not finish.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Israf type of animal and the one who eats to a complete full. Where we humans stand is Baina wa Bainin, in the middle.
In the balance war.
Yeah, right. We have this tradition from Amir al-Mumineen alayhi salam that says that if you want to not fall sick, eat when you're hungry, leave when you're hungry, and go to ease yourself before you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So we do not eat full like the lions, and we do not do israf by eating more items on the table and like leaving everything around. So we are somewhere in between. We eat just as required for our body to survive.
That's right.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
And we must know that on the day of judgment, you know, and also some say in the purgatory in Barzakh, this ruh, which is combined of all your actions and deeds in this world, is gonna somehow be resurrected. So the effects of your positive and negative deeds mostly are seen in your soul rather than your body, isn't it? So somehow this is the ruh, which will have a bodily format but made out of your deeds and actions in the other world. Is it so?
So what we know is that the concept of ruh and the soul is to fulfill the purpose of the hereafter, using this world as a tool of obtaining whether it is heaven or hell. You see? And that is obtained by our deeds. So in these four powers that we have, the capacity of the soul, we see that which power we work on that claim has a claim over other powers. So if it is intellect over others, then definitely, inshallah, by the will of Allah, we go to heaven
mm-hmm.
by the accountability of the soul.
That's right.
After a person is has passed away.
Mm-hmm.
We have some small quotation by Allama Tabatabai, if it is okay.
Very good.
Yeah, where he states that it is better to say when the soul is related to the body and is a dependent existent, its carrier is in the body. When the soul moved through substantial motion and became immaterial, it would be an independent existent that needs no matter and is beyond the time. So this is when the ruh of the person comes out of the body and the person dies. So that time he doesn't need the body for accountability.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And he also adds that since the soul is a material being while it is related to the body, there is an unsolved problem to consider the related soul as a matter for the immaterial.
Mm-hmm.
They say that, I liked one of the quotations from Allama Tabatabai, if I'm not mistaken, he says that when the body is weak, the soul gets much stronger.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And in that concept, we see that when we are asleep, we normally do not have control over our bodies. Sometimes we move around.
Yes.
Sometimes we see dreams that are scary. We get scared. But it's not in our control. Whatever happens is realization from something out of the body. Because my eyes are closed, my brain is trying to repair itself from the day's tiredness. And I'm able to see things.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now, whether those things are angelic, demonic, those are a different discussion.
Okay.
But just being able to view them while I'm asleep, it's something that begets the question that, how can I see while my eyes are closed?
Mm-hmm.
Because I use my eyes as the tools of being able to see. So if a blind person is blind from birth, they cannot identify colors.
Mm-hmm.
If you know that, like, for them, yes, colors do not make sense. They don't know, like, purple is purple the way me and you, we see it.
Yes.
You see? Till the moment he gains that sight. But a person that is dreaming is able to identify every other thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he can understand what is going on, but without being in the wakeful state.
Mm-hmm.
And he is in the sleeping state.
That's all right.
Yeah.
And by nafakhtu fiha min ruhi, it does not exactly means that that, for example, from one specific time Allah blows, you know, the soul into the body. Is it so?
No. So we have there's this the intended meaning of I breathe into him of my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It says that it's not that something is separate from God, or it was separated from God,
mm-hmm,
and given to human being, but rather it signifies an expression.
Uh-huh.
It's a word of expression.
Yes.
And what does it mean of the origin? That the root of human soul, which is higher, which is from the higher world.
Mm-hmm.
It means it's not from the material world. So something that is attached to the body is not from this what you call khaki, material world.
Yes.
But from something that is higher.
Mm-hmm.
From the higher realm,
yes,
you would say. As it is narrated from the Prophet of God, peace be upon him, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, said that Allah created Adam and placed us, the Ahlul Bayt, in his loins, in his lineage.
Yes.
Due to our honor, he commanded prostration. So the prostration before Adam was servitude to Allah and respect for Adam, for we were within his loins.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And then afterwards we have that they say that angels protected Adam, peace be upon him, due to the divine breath. That's breathing the spirit into the body. It was due to that, not due to the physical, material body that is of Hazrat Adam, alayhi salam, but due to that spirit that was breathed onto Hazrat Adam, peace be upon him. And that's why we say that the angels prostrated because of that breath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
And we, even though know that Allah's existence and His wujud, His being there, we don't even prostrate on that.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
That's right.
So that would be...
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Brother Suhail, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept and the meaning of a ruh and nafakhtu fiha min ruhi. Okay? Anything missed?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min labani Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن